Welcome to Homebuilder Happy Hour. This is Kelly.
And Ryan.
And we're serving up the latest trends in the home building industry to help you navigate this competitive market.
So go ahead and pour yourself a drink, relax, and enjoy the happiest hour of the day with us.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Hello and welcome to the Home Builder Happy Hour. This is Kelly and I'm sitting here with
Ryan
and
Drea.
Drea, what do you do for Get Community?
People don't know by now.
I know they should know. But strangers might be listening.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. New builders.
New builders, personal friends.
Yeah. My roommate.
Total here with squirreling already. Had someone from a party tell me that they binge watched or they binge listened to our entire podcast on a road trip, like family friends. I was like, stop it. You have to be sick of my voice. I'm never talking to you again. But Drea, back to what do you do for Get Community?
I'm one of the account directors and I manage probably half of our accounts now.
It's a definite half.
And I meet with the clients and help them with all their marketing needs.
What do you do in your personal time, Drea?
My personal time? I watch a lot of TikToks. Guilty. I'm one of those people.
Exactly. And that's why I asked, because we're talking about TikTok on the podcast today. And Drea is going to be, in a moment, presenting 5 TikTok strategies for success. And all 3 of us that are talking today love TikTok. We're all on TikTok. So it's a good group of people to be talking about TikTok, because not everybody is TikToking, but we certainly are, right?
Everyone should be.
Everyone should be.
My personal opinion.
You know what? Mine too. I try to convince everyone, young and old, to be on TikTok.
I think they're all at least watching it, even when they say they're not. You know, I like the stories always about the, you see them on TikTok sometimes as well, but it's like, oh, all my TikTok friends that don't watch TikTok, they always tell me about these trends they saw on Instagram, you know, and that Instagram story is, or reel or whatever it is, it's just a TikTok, you know,
yeah.
That happened a month ago.
it already happened on TikTok. Maybe they made their own reel and didn't just copy from TikTok, but we already saw that, right?
Yeah.
Totally. I love that. And then there's people like our other account director, Kat, who refuses to get a TikTok, but she's gonna, because we're gonna talk her into it, because it's literally, I think, her job, in case you're listening, Kat. But we all send her TikToks all the time, so she feels like she's in it, because we're always sending her TikToks. You gotta watch this. You gotta watch this. I thought we would start by sharing, like, hey, what's your favorite trend happening right now? Drea. What is it?
First.
Yeah, what's your favorite TikTok trend?
Well, because I love Beyonce's new album, of course my favorite is the Cup It Challenge. And it's this just fun dance that it's coming to the end of wedding season, but it's just this fun dance that someone created. And
yeah, it's a good tune. I'm sure you've all heard it. It's like, we getting fucked up tonight. I don't know the rest of the words, but you see where I'm going.
Yeah.
Everyone's going out for a party on that trend. I've seen so many. It's fun. I want to do that trend too, but I just know I can't learn that dance. I'm not that good.
Grace can teach you.
I still can't learn it. I'm horrible when it comes to actually dancing on TikTok.
I think it's... So, I follow this gal on TikTok who was getting married, and she's literally learning the dance because... I'm gonna share a piece of information. It took me like 2 weeks to learn that dance, even though it seems so simple.
Exactly.
I was in front of the mirror, like, my friend's wedding is coming up and I'm making this TikTok. I'm practicing now.
Good job.
And this gal that I follow, leading up to her wedding, she's like, I'm the most uncoordinated person. And so it's TikTok after TikTok of her practicing the dance and getting better and better at it. I was like, I love you, because these TikTok dances are hard.
They are, unless you're just naturally groovy. Not me. Ryan, what's your favorite trend?
Me. I like the one that's going around, and actually I think Drea made one. I talked to you about it a while ago. I think it's a Snoop Dogg song, and they always start out with the text of like, we're not going to do this. Like, you know, one of my favorite ones is this couple, and they're going, getting ready to go jogging. And it's like, we're not going to go to Mexican food. We're just going to jog today, you know, and they keep going step by step. Like they're putting their shoes on and all that stuff. And then it ends with them not jogging, but they're at the Mexican restaurant eating chips and drinking margaritas and, you know.
That's right. Drea doing did a little that dance. With the cookie.
Yeah.
Crumble cookies.
Crumble cookies.
See, Drea's making more TikToks than me and Ryan, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I had a weekend of good content.
You did have a weekend of good content. So my favorite trend right now is the story time trend. And this is actually kind of a downer, but I get totally sucked into it. It's a Nicki Minaj song, and it's like, one thing about me is when I was... So they have the beat going, but everyone writes their own lyrics, which they're not written. Sometimes they're written, they're just going on the fly. And they tell a story time about their lives, which is like something horrible that happened. It's not about this great thing happened. It's about that one time when something bad happened or they did something so stupid. And they're long. They're like 60, 90 seconds. I don't know. They're so long, but I have to watch. I have to know how it ended. It doesn't usually end good. It's like the most embarrassing moment of their lives or some horrible part of their lives. Anyway, it's very interesting. Very interesting trend. So, and it's the music, by the way, that just sucks you right in. But anyway, let's get on to topic. I mean, we're on the topic, but we're going over, we as in Drea, and then we're going to talk about it. Drea's going to go over 5 strategies for, you know, how to go viral on TikTok, how to be engaging on TikTok. So kick us off.
Okay, so the first one is to balance your content between your branded content and just lifestyle fun content. I follow a lot of social media people who are like, everything has to be branded, like you need to find your niche. But I mean, at the same time, you need people to understand your personality. And I'm gonna use my friend Jackie as an example. So shout out to Jackie if you're listening to this podcast. She's in HR, and she posts really awesome content about how to build your resume, how to job search. She's been featured, I believe, on like a New York Times article about this because she like started at the beginning of the pandemic and blew up. But I love seeing her content, but then I also love seeing like, hey, this is what I ate in a day, or like, here's my morning coffee. I just feel like it gives this like, okay, she's a real person. She's just like me, even though she's a content creator. And I think when you translate that back to the home building industry, and we've already seen it with clients like Brandywine, is that the sales agents are real people. They're not these scary people who are coming to try to like rip you off, and home builders, I feel like have a very, like to just a like, you know, an average Joe, they're kind of like, oh, these big companies who are just building homes and trying to make money off people. But at the end of the day, home building is a pretty noble profession. Like, mm-hmm. We're building homes for people to live the American dream. It's not, and we're also average people, you know, like it's not everyone in our industry is this like huge millionaire because we're selling homes. So I think showing that side of it eases people's nerves about coming in and buying a home. And it's just like, I always tell the story about John Gilbert at Brandywine. It's like on we were doing Instagram reels, but he went to the 99-cent store and someone went up to him and was like, hey, you're the guy who's like selling homes down the street. And he's like, yeah, I'm a person just like you at the 99-cent store.
Yeah. And by the way, we had him on a previous podcast from last season. So if you want to go listen to that and the whole story about how the Instagram reels worked for him, you can go back to that episode. But I think it's a very good case study that they've kept going with Brandywine. I've heard a lot of comments from other builders, which I think is interesting, about how that strategy wouldn't work for them. You know, like, well, or we need to be more product focused and they're not showing off their product. And I think the thing is, well, number one, we do show off their product in other reels. the product is there. Mm-hmm. It's in the social media. It's throughout. It's part of the fabric of their reels with their people in them, whether there's construction in the background or they're in the sales office talking about financing or whatever and having fun with it. I actually do believe that, well, I know that it has led to sales for Brandywine. That has been recorded and tracked, that this type of reel works to bring people in. But I think the bigger part of that equation of being human and showing like who you are is that people feel like they already know the sales team. And I would bet that if they're starting their home search and doing their research, which we all know they're out there doing their research and wherever they want to move, looking at different builders, looking at different neighborhoods and what's available, it's like, oh, we have to go there. I got to see these people. And then they do. And then they feel like they already know them. I think it's a huge part of like what makes Brandywine's brand like strong, and you understand who they are when you walk into that sales office. So I do think that it works. And I actually think it could work for anybody, any builder. You couldn't tell me that it wouldn't work. We could come up with a strategy that would work, you know, to show that humanity side of your brand. It's not all about sales, and that's not all that consumers want to see. It just isn't. You know, we're like human beings. We want that emotional part of the sale. So,
and when you think about, well, for me, when I think about who I follow, it's because there's some authenticity where I related to that person. If I feel like I don't relate to them at all, it's like I'm not following them. Like, I want to feel, you know, it puts them out of a league where it's just like, oh, I don't fit in with that. And so You want that human side.
Yeah. So strategy number one, find some sort of balance between product and brand, what you're selling and who you are. What's number two?
So number two is to hop on trends and popular sounds quickly. I think we all like talked about this earlier. Again, the cuff it example. But I think it's a fun part of like seeing the creativity on TikTok and how people create sounds. But also it's like, why would cuff it relate to home building? Maybe it doesn't, but it's just, it doesn't have to actually be that you fully relate it back into what you're doing. Like, I always use John as an example. Like I was like even thinking, how would they use that sound? Because he messaged me saying, I want to use that sound too. And I'm like, I don't really see it. And then the next thing I know, he's posting a TikTok with the sales agents and they're like celebrating just selling 5 homes this week. I'm like, oh, perfect. Done. How easy.
Done. Yeah.
And I think some people in our industry worry that it doesn't fit with their brand, but at the end of the day, remember, it's social media. It's supposed to be fun. And, like, I don't think we need to stress out about that so much.
Yeah, I think there always should be, you know, some levity to it. The interesting thing to me on, you know, that type of stuff of getting them to say, oh, let's go off brand, you know, is really, you know, I'm looking back at like the ice bucket challenge, you know, before, like that was well before really TikTok and all of that. But you had a lot of builders that wanted to participate, you know, under their brand, you know, mm-hmm. You know, because of, you know, the fact that there was, you know, a charity element to that, you know, that, you know, came into play, which was, you know, really cool. But those things, I think, you know, can play really well. You know, I think, you know, for you to go off of the corporate brand and bring a little bit more culture in, you know, if you introduce those type of things where, you know, can you tie it to, you know, a charity type of thing, or, you know, something where you can, you know, just kind of, you know, squeak some, you know, personality into it, you know, and move away from, you know, just that full on, you know, corporate content.
And that was a total industry. Like, it was a nationwide Facebook trend back in the day. But it, like, I got tagged by the industry to do it. Someone, I can't remember who. So that's why I did it. I tagged other people in the industry. So it definitely was. It brought that big corporate veil of who's that, you know, down to, oh, someone who'll get a bucket of ice poured over their head. I like this, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that's why that worked so well. But yeah, yep. I get it. So jump on the trends. Like, it's corn. Ryan and I did that trend, in case you didn't see our TikTok, which we posted on TikTok and then on Instagram. But that trend now, it's not as good. Like, it's too late for that now. You can't do that now.
You gotta do it.
Don't go do the corn one now if you're listening. It's too late. You missed it. Like, if you want to go viral, you got to do it in the moment. And you got to be creative and have fun and hop on the bandwagon.
Yeah. And we have in our notes, this trend might be like going out the door, but I just had this idea about the teenage dirtbag one where it's like you post a photo of yourself and then your old photos. But how funny would it be? We have builders that have been building for years. And what if you posted like your old product?
Yes.
And then went into like the new modernness of today. Like, whoever wants to take that idea, you're welcome.
Yeah. And that's, by the way, not a hard video edit. It's pretty quick and easy, you know. I love that idea. And that is going out the door. So hurry up. If you're going to take it, hurry. Maybe we should take our own idea. Yeah, who can we do it for? Yeah. Okay, what's number three?
Three is to post and comment often to encourage engagement. So just like any platform, you got to be connecting with your followers, responding to comments, having engaging call to actions, like... Ryan has a good library of like the Parade of Homes videos, and it's always like, which kitchen is your favorite? Which model is your favorite?
Yeah.
I think those are great ways to tie this into the home building industry and then have people, because it's always like, how do you get people to engage with your home content?
Yeah.
It's like, there are ways to do it. You just got to be creative.
Yeah, it's true. And you know, the most successful people on TikTok, because I'm sure we all follow a set of our favorite influencers or whoever we like their content of. The ones who do the best have a big window of replying to comments, and they are on it. They reply to a lot. It is a thing to be the first to comment on someone big's videos or someone's videos who go off big, because you know that that person managing is most likely going to be seeing your comment and replying to it before it gets out of control. So, and it's a huge part of their strategy. It's to post and then sit there for an hour and manage comments. And that's part of the reason why they're so successful at, you know, posting TikToks.
One thing I wanted to also point out is consistency is key. You can't just like post once a month. And I even saw this very famous makeup artist who was turned content creator. She was arguing on TikTok about posting every single day. Like, she has this very set schedule. She's like, I'm filming between here and here, editing between here and here, and I'm posting every day to make sure my content is seen. I, however, disagree with that. I think 2 to 3 times a week is fine, because the weekend of my friend's wedding a couple weeks ago, where I was like, oh, I'm gonna film something every single day, and I posted every single day. The only video that performed well was the first one I posted. Everything else got like average views. So I think you need to give people a break, because even till this day, I'm getting like straggler likes and follows here and there, but nothing compared to when I first posted with a popular trend.
Totally agreed. And I just listened to a podcast where someone was interviewed that has an Excel channel. They talk about Excel. But they
I follow her.
Okay, so she did a whole podcast just about how she built up her influencer platform. And, you know, she had a job in a corporation, but she has this passion for Excel. She would do training for her corporation as like on the side, you know, just happened to be. And she started doing during the pandemic TikToks on how-tos, and it led to her being able to leave her job and just do this. And her mom is her momager. She retired her mom from her mom's job to become her part-time momager, which is cute. But the way she does is the same. Like, she has a whole weekly, you know, batching strategy of recording for 2 days, editing for a day. She doesn't work full-time doing this. She makes tons of money. She gets lots of jobs through it, like doing big Excel trainings for companies. And she has tons of fun. And she hops on the trends. She moves through quickly. But she specifically said she doesn't post every day. And also does not feel like that is important to the strategy. I think she just posts, like you said, 2 or 3 times a week. I would agree. Like, for those of us watching TikTok, I don't need to see a TikTok from the same person every day. I don't want to see a TikTok from the, like, I want a little bit of variety in my feed, you know? Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. And it's a lot of work. Like, unless you're doing it full time, that's all you do. That's a lot of content.
Yeah.
Like, agreed. Yep.
Got to find a way to batch.
Got to batch. Mm-hmm. We're working on that. We're always working on that. It's not easy. Anyway, what's number four?
Using hashtags to increase visibility.
Talk to us.
I definitely think it's important. Again, just like any other social media platform, you need to like show the algorithm like what you're talking about. I've even tested it on my own TikTok where I put hashtags on one and then not on the other. And the one with hashtags performs better. Mm-hmm. It even when I follow someone and I look into their hashtags. I don't know if I'm the only one that does that because I want to see what else is in that like little niche, like for camping. For a lot of campers who do, you know, just simple camping tips. But I'm like, oh, I use TikTok as my new Google. I mean, there's no way to replace Google, but if I want to, I think Ryan disagrees.
I would beg to differ on that. That was the one thing I was going to mention on that is that I can't remember the age group, but, you know, that younger generation, it was at the beginning of the year or maybe late last year that TikTok took over the number one Google search engine or the number one search engine for that age group. And so it's that younger generation is using TikTok as the search engine way more than Google. So that is...
I think that's what Drea was saying, right?
Yeah.
I thought you were saying that.
It's like, it's not going to... Google's like, we're never taking down Google. But again, for me, I find so much more valuable content and it's just amazing to me how people are creating content in such a short way that's going to get the point across. Like, I don't know if we want to bring up COVID, but when I had COVID, I was like, found so many remedies and I feel like they were very, like the COVID tea, like how to clean my shower head, like so many tips for cleaning with vinegar and like cooking tips, I feel like I sound a broken record with this, but how to clean my car air filter, mm-hmm. replace it from a TikTok video versus watching a 10-minute YouTube video or going through a step-by-step on Google that I have to read. I don't want to do that. I'm a millennial.
There's no time.
I don't have time for that.
But I mean, you know, let's talk about it. You're a home builder. You're targeting millennials who are pretty big on TikTok. That and that younger generation below them. But like you said, I do the same thing. I use TikTok to search for things. So if you're looking at like, how is TikTok different than Instagram? It's a lot different. And when you're looking at hashtags is still an important part of an Instagram strategy, but it's even more important on TikTok because that is how we search. When you're doing up in the search box, you are generally like searching a hashtag. You get a much better results from a hashtag search than you do just typing in a bunch of words, you know, because people, that's how they convey their message is through their hashtags. And if you're a millennial and looking for a home, you may not be looking for a home on TikTok. You know, I'm not looking for where's the new neighborhoods, okay? But you may be looking to understand more about financing. You may be looking to understand more about what are options? What does that mean? How do I pick options? Like, I'm trying to educate myself. And this content exists on TikTok ready for someone to tell you and break it down for you. Some real, resale agent is on there and he's explaining it all to you, or she. I've seen some really good she's explaining all the parts of buying a home in that process. And you're doing your research that way because you need someone telling you, you know, especially in these younger generations. They're just used to having someone telling them. And that's how they search. And they don't do that on Instagram. You're not searching for that. We've already developed Instagram as a more personalized platform. Like, our friends are on Instagram. Influencers and all of our friends. That's how that started. Where TikTok, like, I don't follow hardly anyone I know.
Yeah.
It's not about finding my friends on TikTok. Mm-hmm. It's about being entertained and learning things I want to know about.
Yeah.
Like, and zoning out.
The other day, Kat and I were like, I know all of our clients are doing it, and I sort of get it, but do you actually understand what a rate buy-down program is? And we're both like, nope, not really. Google search. Okay, this article, no. Straight to TikTok right after. And it's like, people break it down so much better. And it's like, I don't know, it's just so much better when someone else is telling you versus having to dissect it from a huge article.
Yeah. I think the time is coming for home builders to move on to TikTok. We've been avoiding it. We haven't wanted to go there. The time is coming, my friends. And it's knocking on your front doors right now. Even if we're just taking that Instagram content and moving it over, it's time to start testing, you know? What's your last tip?
Consider when you're posting your content. So just like we do on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you look at your analytics, see what times are performing best, always test it. You know, I'm gonna do a couple in the morning, a couple in the afternoon, a couple at night. I would love to see what the stats are on posting between 8 p.m. and midnight, because for all the bed scrollers, using my hand here, I'm lose sleep because I'm just like, ooh, that was a good one. Ooh, that was a good one.
Yes.
Over and over again. It's so addicting.
Sometimes I just don't even watch TV anymore. I just watch TikTok until 10 and then go to bed.
Yeah.
I know it's not healthy, but I do it anyway. It's very relaxing.
Yeah. I try to do both. I know it's not like the best to be bogging your mind down with just endless scrolling, but I can't help it. I justify it in that I like, hey, I just learned like three new things.
Yeah. I know I should be taking a melatonin and reading a book and then going to bed. Okay, whatever. I'm not doing that. Like, I'm trying to so hard. There's so much good content out there for me to see.
Just give in. Just give in.
I do give in. That's what I'm saying. I'm not perfect, you guys. I'm just not perfect. I would share this last little bit for builders who are struggling to get over the hump of getting onto TikTok, or don't see other builders on TikTok yet, and you're waiting for the flood of builders to go on, which is imminent. It's about to happen. I was listening to the digital marketing podcast, the Home Builder Digital Marketing Podcast, which I love. You guys should go listen to it if you're hearing this. I was on their podcast, and that'll be coming out soon. But they talk to a lot of home builders across the country and their marketing strategies. And they had someone on from Berks Homes when I listened. I'm not sure when they were on. I listened at random. But they have a TikTok, so you can go look into that, Berks Homes. And their TikTok is okay, you know. But when she was talking about it, it's an important part of their strategy. They started early. Testing things out, which I think is important. You know, they have, as of right now, just 6,647 followers. It's not huge. They've had a couple of videos go viral to the tune of 150,000 views. Like, three of their videos went viral. They're not great videos. They're okay. They aren't showing the human side like we talked about. It's all pretty much product, but they do use fun trending music. They use hashtags. And they do sometimes ask questions, which is good. Like, which kitchen do you like best? And that's like their first, you know, pinned viral video is that, where it gets people to comment, because people will comment on that kind of stuff. 4, 3, 2, like, make sure you have captions on your video so people can actually like relate easily in the comments. But it tells me that people like to see that kind of content. And that's why TikTok's pushing it out. And what they said about it, which is true of any social media, is that, first of all, we know people are researching you once they become serious. They're looking at all your other stuff online. We know that. We see that in the stats. The analytics prove that to be true. But it takes people from TikTok. So if this goes viral to 150,000 people, who cares who these people are? They're not looking for a home, or they might be, you know, or someone in their network might be in that area, and you've hashtagged it to an area so people know where you're located. But it gets people to go to your other social media. So TikTok is a big pusher to Instagram. A lot of people use TikTok to get people to their Instagrams. I think very successfully. And there is a big amount of crossover between social media, because you might be someone who receives a text like Kat on TikTok and is interested in that, and then goes and follows that person on Instagram because that's what they like the most. And so there's just a lot of crossover potential. And I know that the Berks Homes gal said that works for them. You know, like, they are getting people to cross over between social media, and they're tracking that. So you can go listen to that podcast and hear more about how they run their social media. But it is an account you can go look at. I think they're doing an okay job. So if you take that as your basis and go from there, like, yeah, it's really not that hard.
Yeah. And not to mention, you know, outside of builders, but, you know, the resale, you know, real estate agents, mm-hmm. you know, there are a number of them that are doing a fantastic job on TikTok.
Yeah.
And Dre had mentioned it earlier, but, you know, that hashtag Pray to Homes, you know, is full of, you know, fantastic. And this is geared towards product, you know, not personality, but product. You know, there's, you know, you're seeing some fantastic things done in that hashtag.
Yeah.
And I mean, a couple years ago, people in the home building industry were like, Instagram, that's not selling homes. And here we are, where we're getting sales reports, and they came specifically from Instagram.
Yep.
So it's like, props to all our builders that got on early and like didn't have to start from scratch when it started becoming a big thing. And I think we're doing a pretty good job of predicting what's going to be the next and up and coming thing. And it is TikTok. I swear by it.
Me too. It's not going anywhere.
That's for sure.
And you got a big group of people moving into a home buying stage in the next decade. So I think we're still going to have TikTok, you know? Okay. Thanks, Drea, for sharing your 5 tips. These will be on our blog in case you're listening to this and want to go read more about it. But sign up for our newsletter. We got one that goes out every month that highlights whatever's going on in the industry and marketing trends. That's it. Have a great weekend. Cheers.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Homebuilder Happy Hour. Make sure to follow us on all our social media pages to stay updated on what's happening at Get Community. You can find all of our social media handles in our show notes for this episode. We'll see you next time, and remember to make every hour in life your happiest hour.